You talked about one specific plan. I think it's the cash balance that some farmers especially will use to transfer the farm or take as payment for the farm when they want to transfer it to a younger generation down the line.
Yes, we've seen a number of farmers use cash balance plan as a way of transferring ownership from one generation to the next generation. They can do that by making tax-deductible payments to the older generation that is wanting to leave the business. And the reason a cash balance plan works well for this is because you have such significantly larger contributions that can be made each year, depending on the owner's age, potentially $200,000 or more dollars a year. So let's say, as an example, that an owner is transferring down to the next generation and wants to be paid $2 million. Well, we might be able to set up a cash balance plan doing $200,000 a year for the next 10 years. And instead of the older generation receiving that $2 million and paying tax on it, that $2 million has gone in tax deductible into a cash balance plan. And it is now it's growing in a tax deferred account. And there's a lot more options from a tax deferment standpoint for that generation, that older generation, to, you know, make estate planning or other tax planning decisions than have just received the cash and having paid tax on it for the sale of their business or the transfer of it to the next generation.
And then essentially, say, like you said, 10 years down the line, he can pass the farm over to the younger generation. Essentially, the younger generation has already paid for their portion of the farm by not getting their big contributions, right?
Right. We set up the cash balance in grouping people together so we can have group one be the older generation and group two be the younger generation, where we give group one, the older generation, a large contribution and group two, no contribution. So the older generation is receiving a benefit that the younger generation isn't. Let's call it $200,000 a year. It just happens to be going into the retirement plan in a tax-deductible way rather than being received by them, but they're getting a benefit. Their $2 million over 10 years, let's say, has just accumulated inside a qualified plan, protected from creditors, all tax-deferred, as opposed to receiving it outside the plan. But yes, they've received their benefit, their payment for the farm, and the younger generation now has the farm. The older generation has been paid, and they've done it all in the most efficient tax-deductible manner possible.
SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, they're pretty easy to set up and administer. This cash balance is a little more complex and probably needs some professional help, right?
Definitely needs professional help, much more complex. You have to have an actuary to provide services to a cash balance plan. But even for a small cash balance plan, you could still operate a small cash balance plan for $4,000 or $5,000 of cost a year. So for the cost that's paid, to think about the tax savings, it's really, you know, very small cost in relation to the tax savings and the tax benefits from this type of creative strategy.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.